But obviously, I got a fairly good signal from you there too, there, Jonathan. Okay, back to you there, and well done on running the net. Great fun. G8URE from G6TVJ.
And golf 3, Yankee Hotel Victor.
Yankee Hotel Victor. Okay. Okay. So we're 0826 now. I'll have to speed it up a little bit. Okay. Great job there with your transmission there, Ian. And nice to hear the Denko coils there. Yeah, the green one's with the reaction, isn't it? The blue is without. So perfect. No. Thanks for being there. Okay, round to Stuart now, as requested. G0TBI, to take it with your Vanguard. George 8 Uniform Radio Echo, and then it's listening for you, over.
Yeah, QSL, Jonathan, thank you very much. G8URE, G0TBI on the KW Vanguard. No CRF receiver, I'm afraid. And Ian, TVJ, 16 over 9 from Western, as would be expected, not too far from you. But I think you've really got a cheek complaining about the fact that you've got to record everybody.
You are indeed our OB expert. So it's expected of you, HI.
So well done on trying to keep up with everyone calling. I'll keep it very, very brief then, because I know there's Yankee Hotel Victor there. But thanks again, Jonathan. Cracking signals from everybody. G8URE, G0TBI in the group.
G0TBI, George 8 Uniform Radio Echo. Okay, well, 5 and 7 here. Signal's holding up very well there. And thanks for being there, Stuart. 28 now, so we've got 2 minutes to go. So over quickly over to you, and I will bring in YHV. I'll just quickly go to XTW first, then I'll go to YHV. XTW, G3XTW, key, G8URE on the cigarette card receiver, over.
Yeah, fine. Very good, Jonathan. G8URE, G3XGW. Yes, well, I'm doing very well here with the old cigarette card set, considering it's pretty basic, and you definitely you need safe cracker fingers for it. But so once it's set, it's set. And it's almost like having squelch, because when the signal goes off, it goes deadly quiet. But, incidentally, I'm running my homebrew SDR transmitter through a big amplifier, so it's 100 watts. I thought I'd give the people the benefit of a decent signal to get on some of the TRFs. But obviously, they're all working very well. So the stations that I didn't get reports to before, I know I'm copying you, Mike. Lovely signal here. Stuart was there as well, but he's not using a TRF. And G4KCF with a single EF91. Absolutely remarkable. Very good, Ken. Although it is a pentode, you know. I mean, you've got the advantage of me there. G3TSK, presumably on that lovely blue set that you sent me the picture of. A beautiful copy from you. Good copy from you. Steve, GW1XCC, just about. I couldn't copy you to start with, but then you came up. But only 5 watts, of course. And I know that. I've seen pictures of your set before. And G3YHV, excellent signal. So back to you, Jonathan. G8URE, thank you very much for running the net. G3XGW.
G3XTW. George 8 Uniform Radio Echo in the net. Okay, well, 0829, so we've got a minute. let's quickly go over to YHV. Sorry, question mark YHV to take it. George 8 Uniform Radio Echo in the net. Over.
Yeah, fine. From Golf 3, Yankee Hotel Victor. Good morning, all. Copying everyone very nicely indeed this morning, and I'm running a pair of ECC 81s. So I've got a grounded grid triode amplifier. The other half of the ECC 81 is the regenerative detector, and then the ECC 81 driving my headphones. So plenty of audio gain at least, and copying everyone very well. Conditions seem rather good actually. And I'm talking to you on the Geloso G222 this morning. So everyone coming in very nicely on the TRF. The only thing is, of course, when you do get QSB, the gain doesn't come up. And that does make things sound rather odd. Okay, not sure where it goes to, so back to you, G8URE, Golf 3 Yankee Hotel Victor, Colin in Bristol.
G3YHV, Colin. Okay, well, 5 and 9 here, and thanks for coming up with your ECC-81, driving ECC-81. Okay, we're just over time now. We're on borrowed time, but if the net controller doesn't mind, we'll just quickly pass it to Ken, and then to Colin, and then we'll pop over to the main net. Golf 4 KCF, Ken, make it quick. George 8 Uniform Radio Echo, over. Golf 4 Kilo Charlie Bob Trot, George 8 Uniform Radio Echo.
GW1XCC, I beg your pardon. A lot of QSB, and that was the only signal I have problems in. I like the idea, Colin, up in Bristol, of a grounded grid. I built this as a 1930s design because it had to go with a 1930s transmitter. So that's why it was strictly sort of kosher for that sort of era. But I like the idea of the grounded grid. So thank you very much, Robin. I'll put it back to you there now. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. As I say, it's a surprise what a simple TRF can do. And it seems everybody has had a good reception. I have no recording facilities at the moment, so I can't record. So back to you, Robin, from Golf 3 Tango TRF. Bye-bye.
From George 8 Uniform Radio. Okay, well, thanks very much, Colin, and thanks for bringing your TRF on air as well. Okay, well, that's the end of the net. Sorry, we're running about 3 minutes over. So sorry to the main net there. Apologies, but we had about 13 stations and quite a selection of TRF receivers this morning. So thanks very much for that. So over to net controller for the main net. George 8 Uniform Radio Echo, over to net control, over.
G8URE. This is Mike Zero Mike Golf Alpha, net controller for this morning's Saturday morning net for VMARS. Well, what a wonderful net. What a wonderful TRF net, I think the first we've had of that, and very much enjoyable. I love the descriptions of all the TRF receivers from all the TRFers, as Ian put it, which I think is a wonderful word. So great net and lovely descriptions, and looking forward to seeing any pictures. It's kind of different to nets where we have various transmitters on, which is easy to hear. So describing the receivers was quite exciting for me just to listen to the lineup there. So well done, everybody. And thanks so much, Jonathan, for running the net. So the time now is 08:34 on Saturday, 8th of January, 2022. Name here is Martin, and my call sign is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha. And I am the VMARS net controller for this morning's Saturday morning net. The equipment that I'm using is the Klansman 321 with a green Pi tulip microphone, and that's all feeding an 813 linear and a half-wave dipole. This is the Vintage Military Amateur Radio Society weekly Saturday wireless net on 3.615 megacycles on the 80-meter shortwave band. This wireless net is held on AM amplitude modulation, and anyone is welcome to join the net as long as they use AM. I'll be creating a list very shortly, and those who are on the net previously, I'm going to ask to call in again, so please, all the stations that want to join the VMARS net, if they can all call in again when appropriate. Because whilst I do have a list here, I think it would be good with conditions for everyone to call in again. So I think you've all got that. So I'll be creating a list in a moment and call in each station in turn. We'll do two rounds with a prioritisation on overseas stations, K QRP and portable stations, special event and club stations, and lastly, remaining UK stations. So in a short moment, we will have an allocated time slot of 45 seconds for live tuning, and to ensure that you are on frequency, PA's tuned and aerials matched. After this period, please do not attempt to tune your transmitters on this wavelength during the net. So, here we go, 45 seconds, please tune now. That was. So thank you for the orchestra there. So that's the end of the tuning period. Please do not attempt to tune your transmitters on this wavelength during the net. So I currently don't have any stations on because we're all going to call in again. So let's put a call out now for overseas stations. So this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha, VMOS Net Control, listening for you.
FBA 3BH calling in from overseas.
And Foxtrot 4 Victor CIG.